test and trace you turn on stopping local case reporting an NHS clinical contact tracer. NHS test and trace instructed its clinical case workers, who phone people with positive COVID results, to stop escalating single cases in schools to the local, Tier 1, health protection teams on the 6th of October. This apparent disconnect between national contact tracing and local follow-up was exclusively reported in the Socialist of the 8th of October. But on the 16th of October, management told clinical caseworkers to disregard the request not to escalate cases from education settings to Tier 1. The 10 days in between saw growing questions from school staff, parents and others. This followed from the stop press report in the Socialist, posted on social media by National Education Union member Martin Powell Davies, and widely circulated. Why had the instruction not to report a single case gone out? Wouldn't this have meant more delay before health protection teams know what's happening in their area? See the Socialist of the 15th of October. Maybe it's a coincidence the instruction was withdrawn? Or maybe it's a climp down by the Department of Health, which was apparently unable to provide any answers to these and other basic questions. Either way, it's one more sign that the centralized, Serco and Sittle run test and trace system needs taking out of their big business clause. Instead, it should be run as a locally based, publicly owned, fully funded and democratically controlled public service.